Welcome to Miracle Night. Prophet Jason Leopard. Come expecting your miracle. God has something for you tonight. Stay tuned. You can find us on Instagram Live, Telegram Live. You can email us at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can visit us on our website at www.godsavingministries.com. Or you can tune in 24 hours a day and listen to the radio station, Kingdom Radio, at www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can go to the podcast at www.thekingdompodcast.com. There you will find archives of all the messages we have preached. If you're looking to start a business online or go to our online school, email me for more information at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can sign up for our daily Word from God email at connect.godsavingministries.com. If you want to financially support us, you can also go to Venmo at God Saving Ministries. Or do you have Cash App at God Saving Ministries? Stay tuned. Prophet Jason Leopard. All right, guys. Hold on. We're having problems with these cameras again. Hold on, guys. I don't know why we're having problems with these cameras. Guys, I'm going to pray over this right quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, every demon, get off this broadcast tonight. You're not going to stop the power of God. So get off of every device in Jesus' mighty name. You're not going to stop this tonight. Whatever you're trying to do, you're not going to stop it. Hold on, guys. Knock me off again. I'm telling you, the devil don't want me to deliver this message tonight. He's attacking everything, especially all the internet. I don't know. It went down again. Let's try to go live again, guys. Sorry. Well, there it goes. Okay. All right, guys. Oh, Lord. It's been a night, guys. It's been a night. It has been a night. I'm telling you, it has been a night. It has been a night, guys. It has been a night. So, anyways, let's go to this. All right. Guys, if you're from Instagram, welcome. Telegram, welcome. Welcome tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see. Let's get rid of some of this echo. And I don't know where that's coming from, but maybe it's coming from this. Maybe so. I'm not sure. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it's coming from that, probably. Probably so. Let's see. Rubcaster. There we go. There we go. All right, guys. Here we go tonight. All right, y'all ready? Are we ready? We're going to go ahead with this. We got a few minutes, but hey, we're going to do what God tells us to do. And we're going to defeat the enemy tonight. Okay? All right, we're going to be talking about wealth tonight. We're going to get right into it. Because I want you to listen to what God has to say about wealth, okay? All right, we're going to be talking about wealth tonight. We're going to be talking about Judas, how money got Jesus to his destiny. And that's what we're going to be talking about. I want you to hear this. We ain't got time to prophesy and all that. That's good and everything, guys. But if we don't have a knowledge and a word from God tonight, we cannot go to the next level with God. And that's why the enemy's been trying to fight this tonight. He's been trying to fight it. But you know what? I'm going to go to about 8:30. I don't care. I want to deliver what God has me to deliver tonight. Because we all know the enemy, when he comes in and fights, somebody's fixing to get delivered. So I know that. So anyways, guys, I want to, we'll go over the announcements here in a minute. Let's click to this screen. I want to get right into this because you need to hear what God has to say tonight. Amen? So you need to hear what God has to say tonight. Okay, guys, I got you on the screen right there, and right there. Okay. All right, guys, here's what I want to come with tonight, okay? And guys, on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, wherever you're at tonight, I need you guys to share. Not playing with you anymore. Because this is important, guys. These words are not my words. These are God's words. The words that come out of my mouth are spirit and life. It's not me. It's not me. It's Him. I don't care if you believe in me or not, but believe in Him that sent me to you. That's what I need you to believe tonight. I don't need you to believe in me at all. I don't even need you to look at me as God, because I'm not. But I am a vessel that He uses to bring His word into existence, okay? So let's get that clear tonight, okay? Guys, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't believe the person God has sent to you, then you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. I tell people words all the time, but they, right out the window. You know what I'm saying? Boom, right out the window. Because they look at me and my flaws, and they think I'm not of God. Well, you know, John the Baptist had flaws, but the Bible said he was a man that was sent from God. You see what I'm saying? Just because I have flaws don't mean I ain't sent from God. Because you got to understand something. God will never use a perfect vessel, because who's He going to use? Can anybody answer me tonight? Who is He going to use? Is He going to use somebody that's perfect? No, He never will. The only person that was perfect that walked on this world was Jesus Christ Himself. But therefore, He had an assignment to fill to die for our sins. What God is looking for is a willing vessel. Let's get this straight. Let's just get this straight right here tonight. Because a lot of people don't listen to me. They say, well, Jason, we believe God talks to you. No, you don't. Because when God does say something to me, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Really? I'm going to tell you guys something. You reject the prophet. You reject the man of God. God will reject you. That's all I got to say. I'm not here to please nobody. I'm not here to tickle your ears tonight, but I am here to tell you that God is about to give you a word, and it's going to shake the foundations of your belief tonight. Is somebody hearing me tonight? I'm tired of pansying with people. I'm tired of talking to you. And when you're in trouble, you want me to come rescue you. When I done warned you and I done told you. You got it? Guys, I'm serious. I'm tired of dealing with ignorance. I'm tired of dealing with people that's so ignorant to God's spirit. They're so smart in the word of God, but they're ignorant to His spirit. They're ignorant. And I'm going to call them ignorant because that's what they are. They're ignorant. Let me tell you guys something. When I give you a word, I don't play around. It's not from me. It's from God. You know, ministry is so hard because you deal with ignorant people. And I'm going to say that. I don't care to say that. I'll say that all over national news. You're ignorant at things, but you don't want to learn anything. You got a form of godliness, but you're not in the power of. You're always learning, but you're never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Ain't that what Paul said to the Corinthian church? You're always trying to learn, but you're never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Because you think you'd know it all. because you think you know me. You think you know my flaws. You don't have to listen to me because you know you. But let me tell you something. They find flaws with Moses in Numbers chapter 11. Read it for yourself, guys. I'm showing you Bible tonight. You can't argue with the Bible. They found flaw in Moses too. You're going to find flaw in me too. I promise you, you will. You hang around me long enough, there's a lot of flaws. But it does not mean that God didn't call me to the office of a prophet. Listen, I didn't ask for this call. I wasn't qualified for it. God called me because he anointed me from my mother's womb. And I'm being bold tonight because ignorance has to go. I get so sick of people, I tell them what God tells me, and they laugh and spit in my face. Well, that's the gift of the prophet, right? We follow rejection from your bestest of friends, so to call friends. You're not my friend, because if you're not a friend of God, you're not my friend. Right? If you're not a friend of God, you definitely ain't my friend. You can act like you're my friend till you're blue in the face. But truth of the matter is, if you ain't friends with him, you ain't friends with me. And I'm talking to my children too. Come on, it's the truth. How can you be friends of the world when they ain't friends with God? Abraham was a friend of God. You understand that? Abraham was a friend of God. And if you ain't a friend of God, you're not going to get along with me. You're not going to. I have my kids come against me. They don't even want to hang with me. You know why? Because they're not a friend of him. That's why. They say they are. They go to church and get the bumper stickers. But baby, a bumper sticker ain't going to help you when the trumpet sounds. A bumper sticker's not going to help you, guys. You can get attended to every church in America. That's not going to help you in the rapture either. What's going to help you in the rapture? You're going to have to learn to walk in the Spirit of God. Quit trying to read this Bible till you're blue in the face and never understand it. You'll never understand it till you meet the Spirit of God. He said, I am for people that walk in the Spirit. I want you to worship. I'm looking for those who worship in spirit and in truth. You can't have the spirit and not the truth. They come twine to twine, both of them. You can't have the spirit and truth. You know, a lot of people, they don't even know what the spirit is. They don't even know how to tap in the spirit. They don't know how to walk in the spirit. They don't know how to get in the spirit. How do you get in the spirit? The Spirit is within us, guys. It's that small, still voice is telling you, hey, don't do that. Hey, quit doing this. Do you know what we listen to? I tell you what we listen to. We listen to that flesh that's killing us. And I want to talk about wealth tonight. And this is going to shake your foundation totally up. But I don't care. I do not care. Because it needs to be shook up. Guys, if y'all know, if y'all watch me on here a lot, especially on Instagram, I run a business of teaching Christian entrepreneurs how to make money online, how to bring an income. Now, you find that kind of offended to you, then so be it. I don't care. God spoke to me in 2023. He said, I want you to raise up Christian entrepreneurs to people to build businesses in 2024. That's what he told me to do. And that's what I'm doing. Now, why is that important to build a business? Because, listen, guys, y'all seeing all these businesses crumble, but God is fixing to start rebuilding. I'm going to take all of y'all's false prophets out there on YouTube and all these people saying that doom and gloom is coming to America. You're false, and I'll tell you to your face. You're false. That's not what God is saying in this hour. God is saying in this hour, he's saying, I am rebuilding America. I've been rebuilding America for the whole time. I brought America to their knees so I can bring America back up again. He's allowed Joe Biden. He's allowed these things to happen because God has to bring something down before he brings it back up. Read your Bibles, folks. What'd he do in the flood? He destroyed the whole world so he can make a new world. God likes recycling. He lets things die to live again. Let me tell y'all something. We've been under the biggest attack America has ever been under in history. And it's been with our president. You know why? Because Satan knows that God is fixing to restore this country. That's what he knows. And he's put up a fight, honey. And he's still fighting. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That's why he fights my ministry too. Because he don't want this word to get out there. He don't want me to get out there. Why? Because God has kept me hidden for an hour as this. But God spoke to me a few days ago. He said, Jason, I'm about to fast forward your ministry. And I'm about to shine the light on you. Because the word that I've put in you, people are going to have to hear it. That's what he spoke to me. I can't help it, guys. I'm called, okay? Some people say, they get on here sometimes, especially on Instagram, they'll say, well, you think you claim you're a prophet? I don't claim nothing. I'm called. There's a difference. I didn't claim to be a prophet, didn't want to be a prophet. My Lord, I run from being a pastor for years. Do you think I wanted to be a prophet and get it rejected all the time? Because that's what prophets get. They get rejected. Why? Because they tell the truth. And they go against the grain. But all these false prophets out here, and I'm speaking to you, that starts tickling people's ears what they want to hear. Let me tell you something. You're not a prophet. You're a false prophet, is what you are. And God is raising up true prophets in this evening and this hour that's going to expose the false one. God gave me a dream a couple of years ago about me being in a cemetery. And I saw false people preaching the gospel. And God's light and his spirit was not on them. That's right. In the last days, there'll be false prophets. That's right. That's Bible. If a man's tickling your ears, if he's tickling your ears, make you hear what you want to hear to get a lot of views on TikTok, to get a lot of views on YouTube, don't listen to him. I'm not here for the views, guys. I'm not here for your views. Okay, I can get on TikTok. I can get on Instagram. I can get on these and go viral if I wanted to. I know how to, too. You know what you how? You do all these prayer videos. Guys, I'm not here to get your views. I'm not here to get views. I'm here to deliver a word from God. Somebody better hear me tonight because there's an anointing here in these studios here in Blue Ridge that'll break every yoke in America. I'm not here to get views. I know how to get views. I know how to go viral on every platform. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know how to go viral on YouTube now. I do. All I got to do is do what they want to hear. Hello? But see, people don't want to hear the truth anymore. They want to hear what's itching their ears at the moment. Oh, the country's going down. Oh, really? Let's listen to this. Yeah. Why do they do that? Because they're getting the views. I don't care about views. Neither did Jesus, because he left the 99 and went towards the one. He didn't care about crowds. He cared about the cloud. That's why my ministry ain't too popular, because people, I don't tickle people's ears. I don't. I don't and I won't. I'm a voice in the wilderness. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I don't get the views. I'm a voice in the wilderness. I'm a voice that's saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Listen, John was a man after God, but you thought his ministry was popular? Baby, I'm here to tell you, his ministry was not popular. Why? Because he was telling something they didn't want to hear. Every prophet in the Bible, God raised him up to go to Nineveh and tell Nineveh, repent and turn from your ways. Do you think that prophet was popular? You know who that was? His name was called Jonah. That's right. He didn't want to even go to Nineveh. See, we got it wrong, folks. We think prophets are out here to tell us what they want to hear, but a true prophet will never tell you what you want to hear. A true prophet will tell you a word that will shift your life to a new direction. And if you don't listen, you have to face consequences. He called me. I can't help it. He's the one that called me. He's the one that called me to this ministry. Are you understanding what I'm saying tonight? I'm not here to play games, guys. I'm not here to play your games. I'm not here to play your... And I'm going to be honest with you. People say to me all the time, Jason, you're some called prophet. You claim to be a prophet. You claim to be that. I don't claim to be anything. That's where you got it wrong, folks. I don't claim to be nothing. But I tell you what I do. I don't claim nothing. I'm called to it. Did I want to be called to this? Did I want to be called to be a prophet? No, I don't think so. No. But let's talk about wealth. And I'm going to say this, and this is going to blow your mind. I'm going to say this, and this is going to blow your mind. This is going to rattle your belief. I was sitting down there a while ago, and God spoke to me. This is what he said. He said, son, do you know Judas betrayed Jesus over money? But you know that money got Jesus to his destiny. See, you got to understand what God uses wealth to do, guys. It gets you to your destiny. See, the Bible says money answers all things. Mm-hmm. That's what it says in Proverbs. Money answers all things. Well, let's just read it. I want to get it straight with you right quick. I want to get it straight with you. Let's just see what the Bible says. This is what it says right here. It's in Ecclesiastes. I'm sorry. It wasn't in Proverbs. It's in Ecclesiastes 10:19-20. Let's go to that right quick. Ecclesiastes, guys. I'm going to show you something here. It's in chapter 20. No, not 20. I'm sorry. Chapter 10:19-20. 10:19-20. 19-20. Let's go to this right quick. It says, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry. But money answers what? All things. What does money answer? All things. Ecclesiastes, turn there yourself. Chapter 10:19-20. It says, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry. But money answers all what? Things. It's got, money has an answer to things. See, God wants to, listen. It says, seek you first the kingdom of heaven. What did he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these what? Come on. Is somebody listening tonight? All these things will be added unto you. God wants to add them things to you, but money's going to be the answer to the things. My, my, my. So, somebody's not, they're not hearing me. They're not hearing me. Y'all should be filling this thing up with hearts, sharing this thing everywhere. Facebook too. All of you guys on Facebook. Money is the answer to things. But God said, seek you first the kingdom. He didn't say seek the money. He said seek the kingdom. And all these what? Things will be added unto you. God wants to add things to you, but you got to get your mind on the kingdom. What the kingdom? Why God wants you to have the money? Money answers your destiny. Everybody in this room's got a destiny. God has called my wife to be a certain thing. That's why she was born in her mother's womb. God anointed her in her mother's womb, and he called her to do a special task while she was here on earth. John the Baptist was called to be a forerunner of Jesus Christ. Jesus was called to die on a cross. You know what Jonah was called to do? To go to Nineveh. Listen, we're all called to do something. But you know how we're going to get there? Money. You know what? If I had money, I would never have to go work again. You know what I'd do? I'd be doing what I love to do right here, preaching the gospel, traveling, going to nursing homes, going to jail cells. I would be doing that. But you know why I'm not? Because I don't have the money to do that yet. Not yet. But money will answer my destiny. You follow what I'm saying, guys? Because a lot of you ain't paying your tithes. A lot of you ain't even giving. That's why Paul depended on the church. Did he not? Philippians 4. Read it, guys. He depended on the church to provide him to be a missionary. The church provided Paul to be a missionary to do his job. But see, a lot of you ain't obeying God, so God is causing me to build a business to get his will done because y'all ain't getting his will done because you're not obeying God. That's probably why you're broke. That's probably why you ain't got nothing because you're not listening to God with your money. You're robbing God. A lot of you paying church, you're paying money to a church that God never told you to give to. I done that for years too, and it didn't work. You don't tell God to do what he needs to do with his money. 10% is his, guys. Will a man rob God? You know why? You rob God, you're going to get robbed. Come on. It's the darn truth. I'm going to tell you like it is. You rob God, you're going to get robbed. That's all I got to say. You know what? And don't give to a church God ain't telling you to give to either. A lot of you giving to a church God never told you to give to. That's right. Don't tell God what to do with his money. That's his money, not yours. And it's not left to you to distribute that money where you want to distribute. You better pray about it. Because that's why you're not seeing Malachi chapter 3. I will pour a blessing. Notice he said blessing, plural, one, blessing. God will pour a blessing out on you that you won't have room enough to see it. Because when God pours one blessing out on you, that's all he needs to pour out. A lot of you don't see God's favor because you're not in God's favor. You're under a curse. You're still under a curse. Even when you're giving to a church, a lot of you are tithing and you're still under a curse. You know why? Because you're not listening to God to do where he wants that tithe. Wealth. God, listen to me. God, some of you got to listen to what God is saying tonight. A lot of you are not obeying God in your finances. That's why you don't see the blessings of the Lord. That's why you don't see his favor in your life. That's why you don't see breakthroughs. That's why you're not seeing increase in your finances constantly, because you're not obeying him. Oh, you're giving to a church. Well, the Bible said tithe, Jason. Yeah, but you got to tithe where God tells you to. It says tithe in his house. Tithe where he wants you to tithe. I gave to a church for 10 years, and I walked in disobedience. That was still my money. It wasn't God's, because I was putting it where I wanted to put it. That's not my money. That's not your money. That's God's money. You put it where God tells you to put it. And that's where you're going to walk in favor. That's where you're going to see the favor of the Lord. I told God many years ago, God, I don't want to beg for money. I don't want to beg people for money. I'm not going to, Lord. He said, no, but you need to teach them what I taught you, because they're being robbed. They're being robbed. You're being robbed. Why? Because you're giving your money somewhere where God never told you to give it. Because you're listening to the prophet Bobo. All he wants is your wallet anyways. I don't want your wallet. I want you guys blessed. If you guys are not blessed, I quit. Why? Because, listen, I want the blessings of the Lord to be upon your life. I care more about your soul than I do your wallet. That's what's wrong with these prophet Bobos. Yeah, I'm going to call you prophet Bobo, because all you want is somebody's wallet, and you'll tell them whatever they want to hear. Well, you know what? I won't. Because I don't need your money, and I don't want your money. I could care less. I want to see you be blessed. My heart is in your wallet being filled, not mine. Why do you think I started a minute? Why do you think I started a business online to teach you how to be blessed, to teach you to go after wealth, to teach how you can work your hands and God can bless them? I don't want money from you. I want God to bless you with the money. Because that's what the problem with people is. They don't have a problem to give as long as God is filling the seed to the sower. Come on, it's the truth. I'm not a prophet Bobo that's going to tickle your ears to try to get in your wallet. I could care less, because I'm not after your money. I'm after what God wants. Okay? So wealth took Jesus to his destiny. You know that? If it wasn't been for wealth, it would have never took Jesus to his destiny. Ain't that something? Ain't that something tonight? That is something, guys. Guys, let me tell you something. Wealth took Jesus to his destiny. If it wasn't been for Judas betraying him over a piece of money, he never would have got to the cross. Ain't that something? It might have been the wrong way, but it got him to the cross. And it's going to get you to your destiny too. Wealth is going to get you to where God wants you to be. You say, Jason, can you not preach without money? Yeah, I sure can. But you know what? If I had money, I sure wouldn't be at work tomorrow. I would be doing what God has called me to do years and years ago. But you can't do that because, well, you don't have no money. Well, I'm supposed to go get on a plane and go to another country to preach with no money? I'm supposed to get on a plane and go to a jail cell and preach to people in the jail cell with no money? Guys, I have to live too. I got to eat. I got gas, expenses, and you know, we got things. I mean, I can't eat off of grass. I got to have resources. Well, do you have to drive around in a Bentley? That's none of your business. That's none of your business what I drive around in. If God wants to bless me with a Bentley, so be it. That's not none of your business. You worry about your own business, and God will worry about his business. That's not none of your business. That's a lot of you too. You know, you're trying to find flaw and fight with these people. But I know why, because you're not being blessed yourself. I get it. Because, you know, it starts with you being blessed. But if I'm being obedient, don't be jealous of my blessings. I'm being obedient. So why don't you look in the mirror and examine yourself and quit worrying about mine? Because if God wants to bless me with a Bentley, if God wants to bless me with big things, that's not none of your business. Because what's mine is for me. What God has for me is for me. It ain't for you. And if you'll quit being envy, maybe God will start blessing you. But see, he may be testing you to see if you're going to be jealous over me. It's just like that, guys. You know, I got grandbabies all the time. I got grandbabies. I don't like treating them more better than the other. But the ones that has good attitudes, they were the ones I blessed the most. That's right. My grandbabies are more grateful and more their attitudes are a lot more better than my kids. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's why they get more. Come on, guys. That's why they get more than my kids. Because their attitudes ain't stinky. It might be with their parents, but when they get here with Mimi and Pawpaw, it's all grateful and thankful. And it makes you want to give to them. But when you got an attitude, God ain't going to give to you either. When you jealous of your brother because he's got a car, when he's got blessings over his life, maybe God's testing you to see what you're going to do. I've seen people get jealous of me all the time. I know they're jealous. I'm not stupid. But honey, be jealous because the next blessing God's got for me, you really going to be jealous. Oh, well, what's mine is mine. What God has for me is for me. Oh, well. All right, guys. I want to challenge you tonight. I'm going to give you a chance to sow, okay? The guys on the radio, you guys on the radio, I'm going to give you a chance to sow, okay? Sow. All right, the number is 833-645-2820. A lot of you can sow 100 tonight. A lot of you can sow 50. A lot of you can sow. Guys, I'm not after your money. I told you again, and I'll tell you again, I'm not. But I want you to be obedient to God. If God is laying something on your heart tonight, $50, $100, $1,000. Guys, please don't give God a dollar. Please. I mean, but if that's all you got and God knows that's all you got, then give it, yes, by all means. I'm not saying don't give what you got. But a lot of you got more than that, but you give God a dollar. Don't give God something that don't cost you something, guys. I mean, don't give your whole paycheck, by no means. But give what God tells you to give tonight. And I know it ain't a dollar all the time. I'm serious. I mean, people kill me. They give God a dollar. Give God $2. You know, give God at least $3 tonight. Increase it every time you do. Don't just give God the same old crap all the time. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know what? Just obey God tonight because, guys, I want you blessed. And I promise you, I do. That's why I'm raising people up, trying to teach them a skill that'll make them money. Why? Because I've always been in it for you guys. I've always been in it, and Jesus was too. Jesus wanted the people blessed, and I do too. I don't want to see your wallet empty while I go and prosper. But now, if I prosper and you're not prospering, maybe you're doing something wrong. And maybe we need to talk about it. Maybe we need to fix it. Okay? But don't get jealous. If I'm prospering, you're helping me share the gospel. And God's going to bless you for that. I promise you he will. And that number, I'm going to give you a chance to be blessed tonight, guys. 833-645-2820. You can text the word give to that number. And so tonight, give to 833-645-2820, guys. 2820. Hold on, guys. Okay. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. That's it. That's all she wrote. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. I know this was kind of short, Well, I went over a little bit, but I tried, guys. I got started late. I mean, everything was in the way, you know. Text the word give tonight at 1-833. I don't know if you do the one. I'm not sure, but it's 833-645-2820. And you can get text the word give to that number. And it should bring you to a screen to set up your credit card or whatever. And you can give to the ministry tonight. Okay? All right, guys. God bless you guys. Good evening. Good night. Y'all have a wonderful night.
We thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio. If you would love to support us and help us reach more people for Jesus Christ, go to www.godsavingministries.com/partnership or give on Venmo at God Saving Ministries. Or Cash App at God Saving Ministries. And remember, let's build the kingdom of God down here on earth.